Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Evil Spirits and Demons and Fallen Angels. There is a dark side to the spirit world. There are evil spirits known as demons or fallen angels. These evil spirits are out to destroy mankind. They can influence the minds of man. They all have different roles, and some are more powerful than others. If a person is strong enough to overcome one of the demon may go out to gather others and come back for another attack. In Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 19, it says, "So remarkable were the miracles worked by God at Paul's hands that handkerchiefs or aprons which had touched him were taken to the sick, and they were cured of their illnesses, and the evil spirits came out of them. But some itinerant Jewish exorcist tried pronouncing the name of the Lord Jesus over people who were possessed by evil spirits. They used to say, 'I command you by the Jesus whose spokesman is Paul.' Among those who did this were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest. The evil spirit replied, 'Jesus I recognize, and I know who Paul is, but who are you?' And the man with the evil spirit hurled himself at them and overpowered first one, then the other, and handled them so violently that they fled from that house naked and badly mauled. Everybody in Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, heard about this episode. They were all greatly impressed, and the name of the Lord Jesus came to be held in great honor. Some believers, too, came forward to admit in detail how they had used spells, and a number of them who had practiced magic collected their books and made a bonfire of them in public. The value of these was calculated to be 50,000 silver pieces. In the region beyond Ephesus, magical practices were flourishing in the mid-first century CE, as evidenced by archaeological remains and contemporary records. Those archaeological remains include magic table, instruments, and amulets from Pergamum, and additional amulets from Smyrna. Contemporary records include several magical inscriptions found on papyri and pottery fragments. I had an encounter with three demons one time. In my case, I had reached a point in my spiritual growth that by the grace of God and the strength that He had given me, I became under attack by three very powerful demons. At the time, I wasn't aware that there were three of them. I just knew that whatever it was trying to get me to fall, to lose my spirituality as they had done to others in the past. This battle went on for a year and a half. I didn't think that it was ever going to end. Then one night, as I was laying in bed, contemplating on God, three demons came through the door and right up to my face. They were palish in color, they had black oval eyes, a huge mouth, and they had long pointed teeth that overlapped each other. They kept coming up to my face, snapping their teeth at me. I showed them no fear, and quite frankly, they didn't bother me at all, because I knew that I was under the protection of God. After a few minutes, they took off, and I've never seen them again. I continued praying to God and also wondering what that was all about. Well, a few months later, the Holy Spirit wanted me to study the book of Revelation. When I came to this one scripture, it just blew me away. Revelation 16, verse 12 to 14, it says, "Then from the jaws of dragon and beast and false prophet, I saw three foul spirits come. They looked like frogs, and in fact were demon spirits, able to work miracles, going out to all the kings of the world to call them together for the war of the great day of God the Almighty." Now, if I had to pick a creature to reference these demons to, I would have to side with John and say that they looked like frogs as well, because of the way their mouth was and their eyes. After that night that they paid me a visit, things were peaceful again. The battle was over for now. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, "I will return to the house I left." When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Exorcism is a ritual that takes place to try and expel an evil spirit from a person or a place, like a home or a building. Seeking out demons can be very dangerous, because a person that is not rooted in God will have no defense against this enemy. Anyone that is rooted in God should have enough sense to not challenge a demon or Satan himself, because of the serious consequences that could arise. For one, Satan does not want people to know him or believe that he exists. The people that don't believe are the easiest ones to influence, because they have no deep knowledge of what is good and what is evil. So in reality, these people may not be living a good life after all. They may be deceiving themselves into thinking that they are a good person, which can cause their pride to dominate their soul instead of humility. They will have no idea that they are even being influenced by an evil spirit. This is Satan's best tactic to destroy the souls of man. Some people are so influenced by a demon or evil spirit that when they die and their soul returns to God, the demon is left behind and continues to carry on the person's life in the spirit world. This is why some houses or buildings have what they call hauntings. They take advantage of people that fear them because they lack faith. They have no strength to do battle with them. Even though I have used some scriptures in my article, I find that what I have used is credible because of the many witnesses stated in these scriptures. No one refutes that these people did not exist. For instance, if you want proof that Saul of Tarsus, who later converted and changed his name to Paul, which became an apostle, look up this website called harvardhouse.com/apostle_paul.htm. The Bible is also a record of timely events that have been documented, and many have been proven through archaeology. History has been recorded since man existed. They teach in schools about people, places, and things. Now, we could all deny believing in any type of history that they teach simply by saying that I was not alive when that happened, or when that so-called person was alive, so why should I believe in it? With all the film documentary and eyewitness accounts of the Holocaust that took place during World War II, there are still people today that deny that the Holocaust ever took place. We can always keep an open mind to what we hear and believe in it if it sounds logical. But if we want to know the real truth, then we have to seek it out for ourselves. Thank you for visiting with us, and may God bless you.